Well, it's time once again, well, to dive a little deeper into beautiful sacred liturgical music. Every week, Terry Ross brings us to a deeper understanding of the Holy Mass, and on his show, The Glory of the Mass, he explores the rich history of beautiful sacred liturgical music within the Catholic liturgy. And he's joining us once again this Friday. We're going to talk about the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Good morning, Terry. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, good morning to you, Brenda.
Terry, we talk about how all of these different Renaissance composers oftentimes were hired by a bishop or by a church to lead their liturgical music, and they wrote many songs for different areas and different countries. This month, you have been highlighting the composer Palestrina. Well, he got hired by the biggest church in the world, right from the Vatican. Tell us more.
Yeah, Palestrina worked in Rome all his life. He's from a little village called Palestrina. That's why his name is Da Palestrina at the end. But he was in the Sistine Chapel Choir when he was a kid. Later, he became the director of the Sistine Chapel Choir. And he continued to write music for basically the Vatican, for the various churches in Rome. He wrote 100 masses and a bunch of other music as well.
And in his style of writing, was he, you know, perhaps a favorite of certain popes for special occasions? Would they call on him to say, you know, this is what's coming up, we need you to write something special for it, say, you know, a special celebration of the liturgical calendar or for even a pope?
Definitely. There were many other composers doing this, writing music in the same texts as Palestrina. But I'm sure that even early in his career, people recognized that his music was something special, something really pure and clean. And his ability to write in the style that he wrote became sort of the last word in that style. No one could really improve on that after Palestrina. So they didn't. They did away with Renaissance music and developed Baroque music.
Oh, just there was just nowhere else to be able to go. Terry, in our past conversations, we've talked about how some composers would use popular music of the time, write a parody mass, meaning they would take that music and then, well, they would create liturgical music. Is that something, being that Palestrina held to such a high level and just originality, did he ever write parody masses, or was his music always original?
No, he wrote parody masses. In fact, the mass we're going to hear, the Missa O Sacrum Convivium, O Sacred Feast, was based on a motet called O Sacrum Convivium, also written by Palestrina. So he parodied himself. That still makes it a parody mass. He took the music that he'd already composed for the motet and used it as a lot of the melodic material in the mass itself.
Oh, that is so interesting. These are some of the things that you will learn about. Well, if you begin to follow the Glory of the Mass, you can listen to it live on Mater Dei Radio every Saturday at 4, Sundays at 2 o'clock. You can also access all of the archives of the Glory of the Mass if you download the free Hail Mary media app. Well, throughout the month of October, you have been highlighting the wonderful music by Palestrina, but also throughout the Mass, you have an opportunity to drop in other composers to fill in the different parts of the Mass. Also, this week, well, it's Cristobal del Morales. Tell us about him.
Cristobal de Morales was a Spanish composer of the High Renaissance, which is to say, basically, the 16th century, the same century that Palestrina was in. The other great Spanish composers of that period are Guerrero, and of course, Victoria. But Morales wrote a lot of really nice music, including this piece called Regina Celia Letare. It's sung by a group called the Queen's Six, who, as you may guess, are from England. I put this Morales motet in this program because it gives a break from Palestrina, for one thing, but also because it's a different kind of thing.
Oh, excellent. So we pick this piece out. Terry, you said this was an excellent example of polyphony. Now, remind our listeners what that is and what they should listen for in a moment when we play the preview of the song.
Well, usually there are four or five voices. That is soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Sometimes two of one of those. So two sopranos, alto, tenor, whatever. And they don't all sing the words the same words at the same time. One will come in, and then the other will come in after them, and the third will come in after that, and the fourth will come in after that. You'll hear that in the beginning of this Morales piece.
All right, excellent. So see if you can hear those different pieces as we play Regina Caeli Lattare. Right, I heard it. I could hear everybody coming in at a different time, at a different, what would you say, tone or?
Yeah, on a different note.
On a different note.
Yeah.
Are they saying the same words or do they actually also have different words that they're singing?
Sometimes they're singing different words or different parts of the same sentence.
So Terry, when the composers are writing this and from your ear that you can hear these things, what is it about people being able to sing all different kinds of words at the same time, and yet it still sounds beautiful to the ear? I mean, I can sing a song, and you can sing a song, and it would just not go at all. But what is it about the way these songs are written that make them even more beautiful?
It's the harmonies. The way the notes fit together on the page cause all these beautiful chords, and that's what makes music beautiful, are the harmonies.
Oh, that is indeed what makes beautiful liturgical music. Also, Terry Rosh joining me once again as we preview beautiful music that you're going to hear on The Glory of the Mass. Well, Terry, thank you so much. We are just moving through the month of October. I know you've got some real special episodes coming up, especially for those high feast days of, well, All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
That's right.
We look forward to those also. Thank you so much and have a very blessed weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And again, that is Terry Ross. So his show is The Glory of the Mass. I'm going to add a link to the podcast of this interview. It's going to allow you access to get right to The Glory of the Mass and all of his past episodes and the playlist for this week. You're going to be able to find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary media app.